A very good morning to you. It is the 29th of March, Sunday, 2020. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. Like never before in the history of the world, the Christian has an opportunity to stand up for Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear friend, please today concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ and not on the coronavirus. If we look at the Word of God in John chapter 15 and two verses, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12, this is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another as I have loved you. How much has Jesus loved you, my dear friend? Well, verse 13 tells us that greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. The greatest thing I could ever give for you is my life. And I want to say to you today, we need to start to live for each other and not to be so concerned about self-preservation that we forget the ultimate reason for us being on earth. I remember the Westminster Confession saying that the purpose of man is, number one, to glorify God, and number two, to enjoy him forever. I think like never before since I've been a Christian, I am enjoying the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. I remember many years ago hearing a legend that went like this. John, who was the last disciple to be living, once was asked when he was brought into a gathering, probably a small Bible study, on a stretcher. He was so old he couldn't walk. And he would always say to the believers, little children, love one another. And they would say with tears in their eyes when they saw this grand old saint, why do you always say that, John? And then his eyes would fill with tears and he would say, because that's what the Savior used to say. So today, my dear friend, as you go about your daily chores, love one another, be patient with one another, be tolerant with one another, have compassion with one another. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and goodbye.